Speaker McCarthy, Alvin Bragg attempting to interfere in our democratic process. By Paul Bois on April 4, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sounded off on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's indictment of former President Donald Trump, accusing the prosecutor of interfering in our democratic process. McCarthy tweeted, "Alvin Bragg is attempting to interfere in our democratic process by invoking federal law to bring politicized charges against President Trump, admittedly using federal funds, while at the same time arguing that the people's representatives in Congress lack jurisdiction to investigate this farce. Not so. Bragg's weaponization of the federal justice process will be held accountable by Congress," he added. When Bragg announced the indictment last week, McCarthy said the prosecutor weaponized our sacred justice system against former President Trump. "Alvin Bragg has irreparably damaged our country in an attempt to interfere in our presidential election," he tweeted. "As he routinely frees violent criminals to terrorize the public, he weaponized our sacred system of justice against President Donald Trump. The American people will not tolerate this injustice, and the House of Representatives will hold Alvin Bragg and his unprecedented abuse of power to account." As Breitbart News reported on Tuesday, the former president pled not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree relating to alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Trump was arrested around 1:35 p.m. and appeared before the judge, who charged him with 34 counts of falsifying business records, at 2:45 p.m. Trump pleaded not guilty to indictment number 71,543-23. Per the judge's orders, the media was not allowed to live stream the court proceedings. Photographers, however, were allowed to enter the courtroom to take photos before the proceedings began. The photographers captured images for a few minutes before they were seen leaving the courtroom. Despite rumored reports, Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan did not impose a gag order on the former president, which presumably gives him license to talk about the proceedings before it goes to trial. "He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what. He's motivated," Trump attorney Todd Blanche also told reporters outside the courthouse. "It's a political prosecution. The indictment itself is boilerplate.